This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Spruce Pine Community Hospital Foundation board member, Courtney Mawsey. And he's with us today to talk about a special fundraising event that's coming up in June. We welcome you to our program, sir. Tell us a bit about Younger Next Year.
Younger Next Year, Steve, is a best-selling book that was written by a man named Chris Crowley and his doctor, Dr. Henry Lodge, who lives in New York. The theme of Younger Next Year is that we basically don't have to, although we biologically get older, we don't have to physically get older and deteriorate once we reach age 50. From that point on to our 80s and beyond, Chris Crowley says we can actually get functionally younger. There's a great tease in the book on as he starts the book, Chris Crowley says, 70% of what you feel as aging is optional. You don't have to go there, he says. You can be functionally younger each year from 50 to 80 and beyond. You just have to learn how.
How old is Chris?
Chris is now 74. Interestingly enough, we had hoped that he would stay over with us for the day on Saturday, but he has to leave early Saturday morning because he's signed up to in a bike ride in the Rocky Mountains, which starts on Sunday. He has to ride 100 miles in the Rockies every day for 6 days, and so he's got to get out there early Saturday.
And I guess that's one of the things that most people think. When you get to be a certain age, you slow down, you don't do this, you don't do that.
Well, what he says and what Dr. Lodge both say is that what we call aging is decay, and they say medically decay is optional. We can decide whether we want to decay or not. And his steps for preventing that decay are not complicated. Half the book probably is devoted to exercise, which is pretty obvious. And then he talks about eating right, no diets. Neither he nor Dr. Lodge advocate any kind of diets, just eating sensibly. And then the third and fourth things he advocates are what he calls connect and commit. And connect is just staying involved with friends and family, people you care about. And commit is just being sure that you stay passionately involved with something that's important.
And that last point, stay passionately committed to something, that keeps everything working, I would think.
You can actually go on the website, youngernextyear.com, and there's actually a video of Chris, 5 minutes of one of his presentations. And he's hilarious, he's intense, he's interesting, and he's, best of all, I think, challenging and kind of motivates you to do what he's doing. The event with Chris is June 15th, which is a Friday evening. We're going to start at the Pine Bridge at 5 o'clock with a reception. Chris will be at the reception. Then following that, he's going to do his talk, which is about a 45-minute talk, and then we'll have discussions with him. He's prepared to answer questions. And then we will adjourn to the upper level at the Pine Bridge and have a really delightful dinner, seated dinner. A lot of local produce and local products will be served at the dinner, and a good chance to visit with friends and to kind of talk about the things that Chris has said. And then on Saturday, the fitness center here in Burnsville is going to be open free of charge to the people who signed up for the weekend to use the facilities of the new fitness center. There'll be a racquetball tournament, a spin class, and all the equipment there will be available. The total cost is $100 per ticket. We also have Chris's book available, which he'd be happy to sign. We're selling it for $20, which is well below the retail price of the book. Also, I don't think I mentioned that Chris and Dr. Lodge followed up his Younger Next Year with a book called Younger Next Year for Women, which is specifically addressed to women, and it's also available, and we have it at the foundation office, and Chris will be happy to sign that as well.
And you folks announced that not too long ago that Spruce Pine Community Hospital will be changing its name, right?
We sure are. Effective this fall when we complete our expansion program, the name of the hospital will be changed to the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Of course, that reflects the broader geographical scope of the hospital services and also the expansion of the services themselves. Your listeners might be interested in the capital campaign itself. The total cost of our expansion of the hospital is $22.6 million, which is a staggering number. Of that, the financial condition of the hospital is such that we're able to float a bond issue for $15 million. We have capital reserves, which will allow us to put, we'll put those reserves into the project, $3.6 million, and that leaves us $4 million, which the hospital foundation has agreed to raise to complete the financing of the expansion. Of that $4 million, we, at present, have raised $2.3 million, or about 60% of our goal, so we're well on our way. We're going to completely redo the interior of the hospital. After the expansion, we will have 38 all-new private patient rooms, a long list of better facilities to serve patients, incoming patients, expanded emergency rooms, expanded radiology rooms, chemotherapy area, new labor rooms, new observation rooms, and just a brand new look to the hospital itself.
How about tickets for this June 15th extravaganza? Where can you get them, and what do we need to do?
Call the Foundation office, either Cheryl Craigie or Sally Hakes. The number is 766-1750, and they have the tickets there.
Advanced reservations are required?
Advanced reservations would be much appreciated.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Our guest, Courtney Mawsey, with the Spruce Spine Community Hospital Foundation, a board member, talking about something very special, a fundraising event coming in June 15th. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.